Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for In the News and American Stories, coming up after As It Is. Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we have a report on unmanned aircraft called drones. Some religious leaders think these flying machines are unethical or morally bad when used in targeted attacks. Recently, a small remote-controlled aircraft crashed on the grounds of the White House, the official home of the President of the United States. Experts say there is no good way to protect against these now widely available devices, often called drones. The U.S. Secret Service has launched an investigation of the crash. This was not the first incident of a flying machine on the White House grounds. In September 1994, a pilot crashed a small airplane into the area known as the South Lawn. That event led to increased security. But the latest incident calls attention to the increased vulnerability of the traditional home of U.S. presidents. Thanks to developments in low-cost electronics, lightweight materials, and mechanical parts, drones are now available to anyone. The Federal Aviation Administration is responsible for safety in U.S. airspace. The FAA limits the flight of drones operated by private citizens to a height of about 120 meters, and the operators must be able to see the device as it flies. But newer drones can be pre-programmed to fly mechanically along what are called waypoints. Matthew Spenko works at the Illinois Institute of Technology Robotics Lab. He says some drone manufacturers use computer programs to restrict movement of the devices. Such a program can give the drone commands not to operate in some areas. But systems like these can be disabled. Matthew Waite is a journalism professor at the University of Nebraska. He studies how drones can be used to report news events. He says the recent incident at the White House may lead to new rules governing the use of drones. He suspects not all of the measures will be effective. Mr. Waite says the White House is well protected, but he warns that someone who wants to can still create a lot of problems. In his words, if somebody wants to cause harm and havoc with a device and some explosives, there is very little to stop them. The Secret Service does not have a dependable way to identify and disable drones. Matthew Waite says the agency will reconsider its methods for guaranteeing security at the White House. But he thinks the danger from small aircraft there is small. Drones are a secretive yet important part of United States efforts for fighting terrorism overseas. Supporters say targeted drone attacks keep U.S. troops out of harm's way while limiting injuries to civilians. But some religious leaders say the use of unmanned aircraft to attack suspected terrorists is morally wrong. At a recent meeting in New Jersey, they demanded an immediate halt to such raids. The group of religious leaders first met in 2006 after reports about possible mistreatment of prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. That meeting started an influential movement against torture. Now they are talking about the morality of drone warfare. The Reverend George Hunsinger teaches theology at Princeton Theological Seminary. He calls drone attacks remote-controlled killing.
It's a video game. You see these soldiers, these pilots joking in the cockpit, and you see what's on the screen, and you see, you know, all those crosshairs and so on, and they're blowing people up as they cross the street in a sidewalk. I mean, on what grounds?
U.S. officials say drone attacks have killed known terrorists in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. But human rights groups say civilians are often killed in the attacks. They say civilian deaths are hard to count because the drone program is partly directed by the Central Intelligence Agency. During his recent visit to India, President Obama suggested that drone attacks would continue in areas like Yemen.
Because the alternative would be massive U.S. deployments in perpetuity, which would create its own blowback and cause more problems than it would potentially solve.
Susan Thistlethwaite is a former president of the Chicago Theological Seminary. She says that some of the actions taken by the United States are contradictory.
We have an administration or State Department conducting one foreign policy, and we have the CIA conducting a different and in many ways contradictory foreign policy.
Drones allow you to use violence in situations where you would never send in boots on the ground, troops. So that it actually expands the theater of war. And you can make a case now that drones make the whole world a battlefield.
Muhammad Majid is a Muslim religious leader. He was born in Sudan. He says drone attacks create more terrorists. The religious leaders are largely opposed to warfare, but their earlier campaign helped influence Congress to investigate the conditions at Abu Ghraib. In the end, former President George W. Bush banned the use of torture. Words in this story. Contradictory, noun. Involving or having information that disagrees with other information, containing a contradiction. Drone, noun. An unmanned aircraft or ship guided by remote control or computers. Seminary, noun. A school for training religious leaders such as priests, ministers, and rabbis. Theology, noun. The study of God and religious beliefs. Secret Service, noun. A U.S. government department in charge of protecting elected leaders of the U.S. and visiting leaders. Vulnerable, adjective. Open to attack, harm, or damage. What do you think about the use of drones? Should regular citizens have access to them? Are drones used in war morally wrong? Send us an email with your comments. LearningEnglish@voanews.com. That's all the time we have for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.
The News is next, followed by American Stories. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
VOA Learning English. This is In the News. The battle between the Islamic State group and the coalition fighting to defeat it intensified this week. The Islamic State released a video of what appeared to be a Jordanian fighter pilot. The video showed him trapped in a cage and being burned alive. The images shocked people around the world. Jordanian officials identified the young man as Muath al-Kasasbe. They say he was captured in December after his F-16 airplane went down over northern Syria. At the time, his plane was taking part in United States-led coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets. The Islamic State had recently offered to trade him for an Iraqi. Jordanian officials captured Sajida al-Rishawi after she was involved in a terror attack 10 years ago in Amman. 60 people died in that attack. Jordan said it would consider releasing the would-be suicide bomber if it received proof that the pilot was still alive. Jordan's King Abdullah was in Washington on a state visit when the video appeared on the internet. Jordanian officials say they believe the pilot was killed a month ago. In a statement, King Abdullah called on Jordanians to stand strong. He returned home to find the streets of Amman filled with supporters. Many were calling for action against the Islamic State group, also known as ISIL. The next day, Jordan executed 2 jailed militants, including Sajida al-Rishawi. Within hours, the Jordanian military launched airstrikes against Islamic State targets. Islamic State forces control parts of Syria and Iraq. Its fighters are accused of killing thousands of civilians in the 2 countries. Some observers believe they have executed hundreds of Syrian and Iraqi security forces. Islamic State militants have also killed a number of foreigners. Last month, the group announced the execution of 2 Japanese men. The Islamic State group says it targeted the 2 because Japan offered $200 million in non-military aid to countries fighting the Islamic State. A United States official told VOA, ISIL is using the video of the pilot's killing and videos of other violence to energize its followers. The official added that in the minds of the militants, the images show the group's strength. Yona Alexander directs the International Center for Terrorism Studies at the Potomac Institute. He says ISIL's use of violence and propaganda is an effort to show the group is able to influence world events, even when it cannot win militarily. In his words, "You are talking about terrorism as a great equalizer, which means you kill one, you don't need missiles. Their aim is to be able to be equal to a superpower like the United States." Late Friday, Islamic State militants claimed that a Jordanian airstrike killed an American aid worker the group has been holding. They said she was buried under the wreckage of a building in northern Syria. The Site Intelligence Group reported the claim. The Obama administration said it could not confirm the report. A U.S. official said the State Department has confirmed that Americans are being held overseas, including by the Islamic State. But she said she could not provide more details about this case. And that's In the News. I'm Christopher Cruz.